You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Do we leave the UFOs alone today or not?
Yes, please.
Okay. here's what
coming from a guy who's seen them.
So, yeah, like apparently logic doesn't matter in any of this discussion.
It apparently does. A lot of stuff has been released because there's other stuff that it's a Friday and they don't want people talking about, maybe.
So SpaceX went public today.
Yes. I think 135 a share is what I read.
That is correct. A number of financial experts say that 135 is overpriced.
Well, okay. So if you like this, I'm just talking historical context here now. Just stating facts. Historically speaking, and this is not to say anything about SpaceX or any other IPO, because this is going to be a big year of IPOs, I think. Historically, IPOs underperformed for the first 6 months, roughly. Almost every IPO. I mean, the companies that you know and love today, when they IPO, they usually the first 6 months struggle, go down in price before they sort of catch up. So, yeah, that's just historical.
And we'll get more into the morality of being worth $1 trillion in a minute. I heard some fascinating things earlier today. Well, I find it immoral.
Oh, we're going to disagree on this one. This will be good.
And that's fine. I think it is immoral to be that rich while so many other people struggle. And I'm not a socialist. And I'm not saying that he needs to, I am going to say some things, but let me just say this real quick. I was watching, I think it was a Today Show this morning. To put it in perspective, $1 trillion, okay? If you had 1 trillion pennies, okay, and you just stacked a penny on top of another penny, and you had 1 trillion of them, that line of pennies would go to the moon and back and to the moon and back.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
That doesn't speak to morality to me, though.
He could spend $1 million a day for the next 3,200 years.
Okay.
So an IPO is typically done for a new company so that they can
raise money.
Raise money and invest in their own company. So is this for a new company?
No, it's usually to take the growth to the next level.
Well, and this isn't the first time that a well-established massive company has become an IPO.
No.
And typically, Jesse, unless I'm mistaken, when it is a massive company like this that opens up the IPO, they actually explode at the beginning, and then it falls off very quickly because all of the investors are trying to get whatever initial dollars they can off of artificially inflating the price by buying it all up and then selling it all off 24, 48
the
hours
markets
later.
Markets in the short term are always emotional. Like, they're volatile. There's a lot of FOMO that comes with these sorts of things where people want to get in on it. But historically speaking, again, if you just look at the numbers, if you go through all the history, if you run it through Google or ChatGPT, you'll find out the history of most IPOs in the first half year is usually less than stellar.
Let me ask you guys if you think this is true. I was listening to a financial podcaster earlier, and he seemed very bright. His name escapes me at the moment. But he said with this IPO, for example, and he had put in overnight, there's one of these services, Robinhood, is that one?
Yeah, that's kind of a self-trading platform. Do it yourself.
So he went to Robinhood overnight, and he put in for 150 shares of SpaceX, valued at $135. And he said when he woke up this morning, he was informed that there was such high demand on the SpaceX stock that he only was given one share.
Yeah, there's only so many in an IPO, initial public offering. There's only so many shares of stock. There's not unlimited shares of stock to go around.
And I know that there's only one person in here who knows more about finances than the three of us combined, and and he's right there. But this podcaster also said, don't think of this as people buying into SpaceX stock. They're buying Elon Musk trading cards.
It's pretty accurate.
Because you don't, it's like a Pokemon card, he said. It's only worth the value that people are willing to pay for it. And what people are doing is because the thinking goes, if you bet against Elon Musk, you will lose.
Well, okay, I'm going to disagree a little bit more on this. When it comes to a stock offering and any stock price, stocks are traditionally based on earnings, future earnings. That's what the market sentiment is. And, you know, in the case of an initial public offering, there is a valuation that goes into that. There's an actual tangible number that lots of very smart people, underwriters for these investment banks came up with that initial purchase price number. There's a reason and a logic behind it. It's not just an arbitrary, hey, you know, this is what Elon Musk's trading card is worth today. Because that's speculation. There's a lot of things that are you can invest in out there that are speculation. But
the
this
playing
is not
card analogy, do you think that's fair, accurate? That the people just want to get in on the game.
Emotional
they don't
investors,
care about
yeah.
SpaceX.
This goes back to my earlier comment about FOMO, how markets in short term are very volatile, and there's a lot of, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen in the short term.
And it's not like he's getting duffel bags full of cash worth $1 trillion.
That's a fair point, Sam. Go ahead.
Yeah, his net worth. Go ahead, Sam. Sorry.
I want to talk about that idea of being worth $1 trillion.
Yeah, it's not sitting in his bank account, folks.
Because if he were to go and sell every asset he had today, he would not even get close to $1 trillion mm-hmm. because the act of selling it in and of itself would lower the value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of his net worth is tied up in assets in companies. It's not like he can go to the ATM and pull out. You know, he doesn't have $1 billion or $1 trillion to pull from. The other argument to counterpoint to the morality of being a trillionaire is like when you look at every billionaire, and now we have a trillionaire, but every billionaire in the world has made other people's lives better through providing employment for them, a product that makes our lives easier. Look again, we talked about these little rectangles we all carry around. When Apple introduced the iPhone, this is now accessible to even the people living, you know, in abject poverty have iPhones.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.